Excellent. Welcome, everybody. We have Gabriel here from Ghost Time Games for his new title, Genomero. Welcome, Gabriel.
Thanks. Hi.
Hey. What is your background in the gaming industry, and what made you decide to head into indie gaming?
So I was working in QA at a big AAA studio for basically 4 years, kind of off and on as a summer job while I was going to school. And I was actually going to school for video production at the time and kind of transitioned more into sound towards the end of my degree. But then once I finished school, I was still doing the QA. And so that was kind of what got me interested in the industry. And so I was working at another studio after that and eventually moved up to be a sound designer at the studio, which was awesome because I've had a very strong interest in doing sound and also music. But that position only lasted a few months because the studio basically just had to shut down because they didn't have any new projects, lost all their funding, and so I was unemployed at that point. But I'd already had a taste of doing some development and had played around with Unity a little bit while I was there. So I took the time. I decided, okay, I have a bit of money saved up. I'll just take the rest of the year off. It was, at that point, it was April, so I was looking at about 8 months of unemployment, but it seemed like a good time to invest in learning how to make games. So I picked up Unity and just slowly taught myself how to make a game, taught myself how to code in C#, and so it wasn't the best game that I made the first time through, but it was definitely a rewarding experience, kind of building everything up from scratch and getting an introduction that way.
Well, certainly a fun venture. Tell me about your experience developing the game, this current game, Genomero.
Yeah, it started as a side project because I did have a full-time job again working as a programmer in Unity, not really on anything similar, but I had an idea for a game and I just started playing around with prototypes. And since it was just a side project at the time, a lot of the time it was I'd work on it for a weekend and then I'd drop it and pick it up a month later, or else I'd go pretty hard for a few nights and then leave it again. So it was kind of start and go development for at least the first year. I wasn't working on it too heavily. I didn't know where it was going. And then kind of in the last year, I started getting more serious about it. And once I found a direction for it, it was easier to keep working on it more regularly. And then when that job that I had, the full-time position, closed, I was able to just go full-time on Genomero, which really helped tie all the loose ends and get everything polished up.
Very nice. You've got a really unique art style. When I saw your video, I almost felt like I was inside a comic book watching a video while able to play a game. What was your inspiration for this type of game?
It was a lot of experimentation to try and find a visual style. I really wanted something that was eye-catching and bright because, I was doing most of the models myself, and I didn't have time to do anything that was super fancy, so everything was kind of low poly, but I wanted to make it stand out in another way too, and I just started playing around with different styles, and when I landed on the one that it looks like now, I kind of realized that it looked like a comic book, and so I started pushing that more and more until it was very comic book like, and using lots of references to things like Mike Mignola, who does Hellboy, and also Jack Kirby, who did a lot of the early Marvel stuff, and his stuff in like the 1970s was very, very iconic, and so I borrowed lots of visuals from that style.
You've done a wonderful job. It definitely resonates and shows.
Thanks.
Welcome. I've noticed a lot of games are inspired by the retro gaming era in the 90s, or want to reinvent it for current modern-day audience, like Metroidvania style. It's such a prevalent thing nowadays. Do you think this trend will last, or do you think that it may diminish at some point?
I think it's interesting because a lot of the people who are making games now grew up with that style of game, so it's easy to see why that's become really popular again. But also, the flexibility of game engines now, it's kind of like you can do whatever you want to. So there's no, as like things like the Nintendo 64 came out, everyone was trying to make 3D games, but now anyone can make any kind of game. So it's less pressure to conform to a certain style, and I think that the retro games, they'll definitely always have a place because it's kind of where everything came from, and the levels of polish that people can now put into these retro games, like the games in the similar style are way more fun than I think a lot of the older games, just because people have a better idea of what is fun, and there's way more experience doing that kind of thing.
Exactly, I agree with that. Do you plan to create more games similar to Genomaru, or will there be a sequel to it?
I think if I did a sequel, it would be probably a very different game again. The game isn't really designed to be part of a series, I think. There's the narrative leaves it kind of open, but as far as gameplay goes, it's more of just an experiential thing. So I think if I wanted to branch something on in the same universe, it would be a different game again. So no real plans for a sequel right now.
Okay, understood. What stage is the game in now?
It's basically wrapped up. I'm just looking at supporting new platforms. I want to do I'm all set for Xbox One and PC, Mac, Linux. So I want to do PS4 next, and so I'm looking into that and also getting more translations and getting the game to some of the overseas markets like China and Korea, which are pretty large, but I need to do some translations and make sure everything's working and then look into how to publish over there.
Nice, that'll be fun. When do you plan releasing the game?
It'll be in September. So very soon, just about a month away.
Where can fans purchase and or back your game now?
So I have the Kickstarter page, which they can find through my main website, which is ghosttimegames.com. And I'll have links to the store as well from there. But the game will be on Steam. It'll be on Humble. It'll be on Itch. And, of course, it'll be on the Xbox store as well digitally.
Fantastic. Can you leak any games you're working on now or plan to?
Nothing yet that I can talk about, really. I have a few ideas, but no prototypes yet, so I don't want to let anyone get their hopes up.
Sounds good. We'll stay excited. Anything else you'd like to share with the audience?
I'll be down in PAX later this month, which will be good. I'm going to Microsoft is hosting a free event that's open to the public, so I'll be showing the game there, and I'll have more news on that through my website and through Twitter.
Sounds good.
As it comes up.
And we can update your post too and let the fans know. Where can fans follow you now socially or on your website?
Yeah, the website's good, but I post most updates to my Twitter account, which is at Ghost Time Games.
Oh, perfect.
And that's probably the best place to stay up to date on all the latest news.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for stopping by and talking with us today. Good luck with
everything. For sure. Thanks. Thank you.